We get things underway this hour by welcoming into the program from 10 Bucks Theater Company, the Dueling Amys, Amy Rader and Amy Giroux. Welcome to you both.
Hey, Rader.
And let's start with one of you who has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Amy R.
Thank you so much. I really am enjoying the fact that I go get to work on theater tonight as part of my birthday.
Very exciting indeed. Well, 10 Bucks Theater Company, the only game in town doing theater this summer around these parts with a production of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. And Amy Giroux, you are you're president of the company. But can you talk a little bit about the discussions that went into trying to do this and make it work for people who were in dire need of some entertainment?
Yeah, we were really focused on the desire that we needed to do this show no matter what steps we had to take. We wanted to bring some theater to the community so they can come out and see it. And we knew that first and foremost, we could do it because we were going to be outside. So the next step was forming a safety committee. So we have a dedicated task force of 10 Bucks members and board members that have put together a guideline that people can check out online, seating restrictions, rehearsal protocol, everything so that the actors, the crew, and the patrons feel safe going to see, you know, outdoor Shakespeare.
And so, Amy, as director, what's it been like rehearsing a show with masks and enforcing social distancing?
It's been actually a lot easier than I thought. You know, it seems like an insurmountable thing, but once you're in the room with the actors and you explain the protocol and you explain everything that needs to happen, everybody made it work really, really well and fairly effortlessly. The one thing I will say, though, is when the play itself says "Kiss me, Kate," no fewer than three times, and you can't touch, it's a little daunting.
I bet.
We had to find some creative ways around it, but we did it.
So, Amy, also, what was the process in the selection of this particular Shakespeare?
Well, we actually had our audiences pick this season, which unfortunately we had to cancel a couple of the shows for the fall, which is totally understandable. Because we are celebrating our 20th anniversary this year for 10 bucks, we had a selection of three comedies, three dramas, and three Shakespeares that we've done in the past, and we let our audiences vote and pick through, which is absolutely fantastic.
And you've got quite a talented cast. We'll ask the director here to highlight some of the performers we can see starting this weekend.
Oh, yes. Well, we have Amy Giroux herself is playing Kate, the titular shrew. She is just brings this tremendous energy and spirit to the play. Nathan Roach is playing Petruchio. And for me, and I think Rich, you'll maybe have some of the same feelings. I have a couple of kids that I used to work with in Dramatic Academy at Penobscot Theater who are joining me at a grown-up production, and I'm delighted. So shout out to those kids who decided to step up and do this play. And we have some local, like we have Jen Guar, who is a theater English teacher. Just tremendous. It's a big, full cast, all ages, all different experiences with theater, and everybody has come together in this incredible ensemble, this incredible homogenous ensemble, which is what always makes me really excited about theater, is that all of these people from all these disparate walks of life and all of these different viewpoints on life, the universe, and everything come together to tell one story.
You're doing the show starting again this Thursday at Indian Trail Park over in Brewer, right through the weekend, and then again on the 23rd and 24th. And then Amy Giroux packing it up and going on the road again for two locations, including a brand new venue.
Yes, we're going to be at the Jorundo Wildlife Refuge, a location that I was completely unaware of, and I'm delighted that I'm being exposed to new space. Gorgeous. We were out there yesterday. It's out in Old Town. We're going to be there for two performances, the Saturday, Sunday of that second weekend. And then again, we'll be at Fort Knox, as always, for our weekend for four performances.
And Amy Rader, what are the guidelines for audience members when they come to the shows this week?
Well, people have to purchase tickets in advance since there is a pretty tight control over how many patrons we're allowed to bring in per CDC and Maine guidelines. So you have to purchase online, and all of the steps are right there online when you do purchase your tickets. But it includes sitting 6 feet away from another patron, wearing masks when you come in. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Amy, it's okay for folks to take off their mask once they're seated, kind of like after a restaurant. Also, I believe we'll be doing contact tracing too, so you'll just leave your information. We know people's information from purchasing the tickets. So if any symptoms occur, we're able to contact everybody. But we're hoping to hold all of that off by just being very, very strict about distancing and mask usage and showing that we can do all of those things to keep each other safe while having fun and enjoying a really beautiful cultural experience.
Well, and this is so great for audiences who are so starved for arts and entertainment that's not on a Zoom screen that looks like Hollywood Squares. And but I'm curious, from your perspective as artists, what does it mean for you to be able to get back and do the thing you love so much?
Go ahead, Amy. Well, I had talked about this with some friends and some other fellow artists that connection is the most important thing for me in theater. You're connected with other audience members watching the same story together. It's a little bit like church in that way. You have this shared experience. And I miss that. And that's something that we don't get when we're doing play readings via Zoom or we're watching Netflix. So it was nice to be in the company of other artists, speaking the same language and telling the same story. But more than that, it's just sort of a reaffirmation that nothing has ever stopped theater. The plague stopped it for a while, but it didn't kill it. Theater will always be back. Theater will always be there. Mm-hmm.
And for you, Amy Giroux?
For this experience, you know, you get to that, we hit that wall of, okay, we have to do everything for Zoom, but that's not true. Everybody is just trying to think outside of their respective boxes and lift each other up. You know, we've personally for $10, we already have projects in the works with, you know, other artistic companies, not necessarily theater in Bangor. It's about boosting each other up in the process of making art.
Well, we're very excited for it all to get underway this weekend, starting on Thursday at Indian Trail Park in Brewer. Again, go to the $10 Theater website to get your tickets and more information to see Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. Amy Giroux, Amy Rader, thank you both for being with us and break legs this weekend.
Thank you.